This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As you drive along Michigan's highways and roads, seriously, how much attention do you really pay to barns? Well, my next guest has discovered those easy-to-overlook barns can tell fascinating stories of the people and the communities that built them. Mary Kythen took her first photograph of a barn in 1990, and that sent her into a 9-year quest to photograph and tell the stories of barns all over Michigan. Her photographs are now on exhibit at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. Mary, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
What led you to take that very first barn photo?
Well, I began when I acquired an 8x10 view camera, and that was the first photo that I took was of a barn which was in Kalamazoo County, and it had a unique feature. The shape of it looked like a seagull's wings opened up, and this visual attraction led me to concentrate on barns, and new to working with the camera where you put a black cloth over your head to compose the image, which appears upside down and backwards while you're trying to compose it, requires a stationary subject. And so with this beginning, Michigan barns just seemed to be asking me to photograph them.
That's a good way to put it. And we should let everybody know, it sounds the way you describe it, this is a very vintage camera, right? This would be late 19th century?
Yes, it is. They're still made, but not too many people use them now.
Okay. So certainly you have a stationary, willing subject in Michigan barns. How did that evolve? What did you do to plan your going around Michigan to get as many barn photos as you could?
Well, as I drove through the countryside, I just found all these different barns with unique features. They had different shapes and sizes, and the materials that they were built with had different textures, and they were stone, wood, even a concrete barn, poured concrete barn. So I thought that this would make a nice group of photographs to put together and have an exhibit.
It really is stunning. As I'm looking at a book that was published of your photos called Michigan's Heritage Barns, and it is quite stunning. I guess I never realized there were so many kinds of barns. We think of that typical balloon roof barn that we kind of grew up seeing, old McDonald's barn, but there's, like you say, concrete and stone and log and wood, and then styles Italianate and round and octagonal. The variety is amazing. Were you surprised when you really got a sense of the kinds of different styles?
Yes, I was, and I think that's what kept me interested in pursuing the subject, and my initial intent was to do a 1-year intensive study of barns and exhibit my prints in various art galleries. And well, my project extended to 9 years, and I was convinced to put together a book of my photographs.
Have you really been to every county in Michigan?
Yes, I did. I did decide to drive and cover every county from the Upper Peninsula all the way to the Ohio border.
And as you did that then, Mary Kythen, what thoughts or what have you learned about the people and about the communities that built these barns?
Well, I spoke with farmers when I could find them, and sometimes they were working out in their fields or around the barn, and they would give me their history, where the ancestors came from, either Europe or Canada, and there were such a diverse nationalities that the styles and the size and character of their barns came from that heritage.
And so what do they symbolize for you now that you've kind of done this body of work and you can look back at this staggering array of different barns? What do they symbolize to you?
Well, they're historically significant. They are they're landmarks, and they're kind of visual reminders of the settling of Michigan, and they stand as monuments to our agricultural heritage.
The exhibit is called Michigan's Heritage Barns. It's on display until June 15th at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum, and you can get more information at kalamazoomuseum.org. And we've been talking to barn photographer Mary Kythen. Mary, thank you so much for talking with us and sharing your stories of Michigan barns.
Thank you. My pleasure.